You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We're flirting with the idea. Of course, you guys would be welcome. Jesse just called it our Top Gun marathon. We may end up doing Top Gun this weekend. Jesse wants to come over and we can barbecue or whatever you guys want to do if you want. You're welcome.
How many movies are there?
There's two. I looked at Jess, I go, you can't call it a marathon if there's only two movies.
Well, what if you watch both movies twice?
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, duh.
And feign excitement.
See,
around what's going to happen.
Making it through a movie without falling asleep is a marathon for
are
me.
You one of those?
These days I am.
How old are you?
He's 38. 45.
44.
How old?
44.
Okay.
I mean, I'm 27, and that's a marathon for me.
How many movies in a series does there need to be to call it a quote-unquote marathon?
At least three.
Yeah, a trilogy.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were the rule makers of marathon movie. Movie marathon rules. What if it's Gone with the Wind?
That's
a marathon right there, one movie.
I mean, why would you watch that?
I feel like it should be a time limit.
You know, there is only one movie. Check that two.
Check.
That were made before 1977 that I've ever seen.
Wait.
No.
What?
Mm-hmm. You're missing some of the best
stuff
ever
made.
Three,
Patton. I've seen Patton. That was made before 77. The only movies I've seen that were made prior to 1977, and I don't count Bambi and all the, you know.
Well, those are movies.
Well, but they're Disney classics.
But they're movies.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Then I'll have to reevaluate.
You'll have to reevaluate.
The only action.
Live action
movies I've seen that were made before 1977. And I don't say this with any pride. And we have a rule on this show. You don't movie shame people.
Okay.
So I was about to tell you should be a shame. Okay, go ahead.
You should be a
thank
shame.
You for giving me another rule to follow about movies. I continue.
Wow, bitter party of one. Your table's ready.
Yeah, you can marathon shame him.
Give the governor a harumph.
The excuse me?
That's a movie you
don't
missed
mind
out.
If
that's
I do.
A movie quote you missed out on because you don't watch
so you
anything
haven't seen
before
19 Saddles?
Yeah. Nope. Thank you, Dan.
I know that's movie shaming right there.
Yep. No, it's astonishment.
I know like the highlights like where sure. the white women at?
Right. Yeah.
But
I'll just keep going. I'm listening.
Where are the white women at?
Yep.
That's from
That's a
Blazing
line.
Saddles.
Indeed.
That is one of them. Let's not start repeating the other ones from Blazing Saddles because I'm going to have to dump you.
It's not a politically
Excuse
correct
me,
movie.
Well,
that's going to be really awkward.
Okay. I've seen The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Classic.
Patton.
Classic.
And A Clockwork Orange.
Classic.
Here's some more to add to your list.
I know. Godfather.
No.
Yes.
The Sting, 1973.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Redford.
Classic.
Paul Newman, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, you might be right here on the marathon thing.
Yeah? Thank you.
The definition of a movie marathon, or a marathon of any kind when it comes to watching media, is many hours worth of media consumed in a condensed time period.
Okay, thank you.
I would execute a mic drop right now if it were not attached to a very expensive large metal boom.
I mean, it depends on how long the movie is. If you're watching two 90-minute movies, then no. But if they're both 3 hours long, okay, yeah, that could be a marathon.
Define many, Dan.
Many?
Yeah, many hours. Define it.
Many hours.
Okay, thank you. Also known as a watch-along or the Gen Z term, binge-watch.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think Gen Z came up with that.
You know what?
Why have we lost Scott completely? What are you looking at?
Because, you know, I had the roofers over today.
Are you on Macy's again?
No.
Roofers again.
I mean,
yes, tell
by
us
the
about
way,
the purple roof.
No, it's not purple.
Midnight plum.
It's midnight plum. Violet.
It's purple.
It's violet.
Yep.
But anyway, I just got a lengthy text from the foreman.
Shingle color of the year.
With a bunch of pictures. And, of course, it's my house. And so I'm like, what's this all about? And so I immediately start blocking the three of you Looney Tunes out. And he said, nothing you need to respond to right now. I know you're at work. But I just wanted to update you. The foreman said the dryer roof vent was installed wrong and was really clogged up. I had noticed that the clothes were not getting dry as quickly as I thought.
That's a fire hazard. Good thing they found that.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You're too busy unhooking people's
hoses. Your dryer vent's on the roof?
I think it expels from the because the
dryer vent for me is on the side of the house.
But the washer dryer's right next to the master
upstairs.
Bedroom.
Go, okay,
an internal room.
It is an internal room. That's correct.
Primary bedroom.
Thus, it's a room.
And just said these type of roof vents are used for bathroom and dryer vents. They're supposed to remove the screen if it's a dryer vent. My foreman said it was very clogged. There were signs of moisture in the attic near that area. Great.
That would be likely, rotting.
Most likely
about
because,
internal room.
Because it was not Jesse. Venting properly. We removed the old vent and installed a new one at no additional charge. Thank you, guys. You're wonderful. Might be a good idea to have the dryer pipe cleaned by a dryer vent cleaner at some point. Who knows how long it's been that way. God almighty.
You guys should see the external rooms in my house. One of them's called my backyard.
You know what I meant. An internal room, meaning it has no exterior walls.
Or that it's on the inside of the house.
Or as we call it back in my day, a room.
You're really dating yourself there.
Well, I come from the 1900s.
Sam, if it makes you feel any better, and this is a shameless plug for CertaPro, I was doing a live read the other day of one of their commercials, and I said, I've actually had CertaPro out at my house four times. Three times to paint rooms on the inside of my house, and once to paint the exterior. And then, when the commercial's over, I looked at Dana and I go, well, of course I had him come paint the rooms that were inside my house. That's where rooms are. So, Sam, it is a common mistake.
That's not a common mistake. That's what you call it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's an interior room.
As opposed to an exterior one.
Exactly, because an exterior room has exterior walls.
Yeah, they're called sheds.
Okay.
So, there are a number of movies.
Before 77.
That the text line and many others would like to recommend that you watch, like all of them between, the 20s and the 70s.
Well, that would be a lot of movies, Dan.
That would be a lot of movies. Now, that would be a marathon.
Screened in porch, exterior room.
You know, my favorite marathon, actually.
Man, you're just
Steve
not,
McQueen marathon.
Hang on just
Steve
a second,
McQueen
Jesse.
Marathon.
You're just not going to let this dog die, are you?
Just saying that's what you call
screened
it.
Screened in porch, exterior room.
Otherwise, it would make sense to vent it out of the wall instead of the roof. And then you wouldn't have the risk of it getting clogged and causing rotting on your roof lining.
Your purple roof lining.
It's not purple.
Violet.
It's violet.
Midnight plum.
I don't know how this show gets ratings.
I don't either. Have I ever told you that story?
Which one?
Oh, you've never heard this story?
I don't know what story you're about to tell me.
Years ago... you were on the show at that point, weren't you, Sam?
I was.
Yeah. Rebecca Crockett was sitting at that cubicle right there, and our boss, Alan, was talking to her, so he had his back turned to the studio door.
Okay.
And Dana and I were doing some goofy bit. I don't even remember what it was. I remember it involved her singing. And you could probably hear her out in the newsroom or something like that. Anyway, we go to commercial break. And I can't talk about the ratings, but we're not embarrassed by them at all for this show.
And yeah, like two listeners.
Yeah, on a good day.
Okay.
But anyway, I open up the door, was going out into the newsroom for some reason, and I see Alan talking to Rebecca Crockett, but he doesn't see me because his back is turned to the studio door. And they're talking about the show. And I hear Alan say, yeah, I have no idea how this show gets ratings. And I go, I'm literally standing right behind you. And he turns around and he goes, I'll say it to your face. I don't know how your show gets ratings. I'm like, you're my boss. So I don't know how the show gets ratings either. But I know I apparently have to change out my dryer vent.
Mm-hmm. It's the same way helicopters fly. PFM. Pure magic.
Oh. What's the F stand for? Don't you dare.
The same thing that it stands
nice
for
try.
In FYP.
Right. The same thing it always stands for.
913-586-7798. We've got mixtape coming up at the bottom of the hour with Commander Jesse Reed. Best disco song of all time, cheesiest wedding song of all time, and worst song of all time.
Just give me the trophy now.
We will. Okay, we will do that coming up at the bottom of the hour here on Dana and Parks. Loading up our songs for mixtape with Commander Jesse Reed. Here are your three categories. Best disco song of all time. Cheesiest wedding song of all time. And you're on a 14-hour road trip. You've got no radio but a CD player that has the CD stuck on the worst song of all time. What song is playing? And Commander Reed, ever confident and cocky, is convinced that he's going to get a hat trick again.
If I've ever been overconfident in my life, today's the day.
Wow, you haven't even seen what I picked.
Okay.
Okay.
Sam with the top rope here.
Story here from NBC News. It is unclear whether the idea will take flight, but back on the ground, one airport in New Zealand is implementing a maximum time of just 3 minutes for loved ones to say goodbye to their relatives with a hug. You get a three-minute hug, and that's it. It's a series of signs at the Dunedin Airport. It's on the country's southern island.
Common spelling.
It's hard to say goodbye, so make it quick. 3 minutes max, the signs read.
Okay, this is on the curb, they're talking, as you get dropped off, right?
I would presume, yeah, because you can't get past security if you don't have a ticket, usually.
What, are you never coming back?
Max. Another sign reads, max hug time, 3 minutes. Those seeking fonder farewells should use the car park, where a generous 15-minute window is allowed. Dan DeBono, the airport CEO, has said that lighthearted approach is aimed at keeping the traffic into the terminal flowing smoothly.
It's the same issue that we're having here, where people are just sitting in the lanes that need to be flowing. Although here,
is that still a problem?
That will never not be a problem. I think it's going to be like 20 years before that's no longer a problem.
Who's the guy in the car park with the stopwatch clicking as a car pulls up and goes, all right, your 15 minutes has begun? Who's actually doing that?
Well, it's probably 15 minutes for free in the car park. And then after 15 minutes, you start getting charged.
Who needs 15 minutes to say goodbye, keep it clean?
Well, nobody who's not trying to do that.
In the car park.
Yeah, Babs.
NBC News again. Chicken sandwiches, waffle fries, milkshakes, and now TV shows and podcasts. Chick-fil-A plans to launch a new app on November 18th with a slate of original animated shows, scripted podcasts, those are boring, games, recipes, and ebooks aimed at families. While it's an unusual move for a restaurant company to wade into the crowded media world, Chick-fil-A has been expanding outside of food for years already with the ultimate goal of directing more people to its more than 3,000 restaurants. By the way, Chick-fil-A is now the third biggest U.S. restaurant chain by sales in the United States, trailing only, care to guess?
McDonald's?
McDonald's is one.
Oh, really? I was going to say Subway and Starbucks.
Starbucks is the other.
Where is Subway?
I don't know. It just does the top three.
Down below.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say Subway does have the number one most stores. That's why I assume that.
Sales, by the way, last year for Chick-fil-A were $7.9 billion. So is this like it's an app. Is that like the internet?
It is connected to the internet, yeah. Very similar.
Another inside joke.
That one's old. Goes way back.
Now, this is not an official statistic. It's more anecdotal, but Subway also has the sweatiest meat of any restaurant. Sweaty meat. That's what we called it in the Navy. Lunch meat.
Sweaty meat?
Yeah, it's kind of just got a glaze of sweat on it, it seems. You ever notice that?
Well, I love Subway, for one.
You know what? Here I am being vulnerable with you, Scott, now, and you just roll your eyes at me.
I didn't roll my eyes. My eyes actually bulged out of my head when I heard you say sweaty meat.
Keep it clean.
That's exactly right. Story here from Fox.
Moving on.
Quickly. Although evidence of life on Mars has not been discovered yet during any of NASA's robotic missions, scientists believe it could be a very different story in small pools of water under the surface. A new study by NASA scientists published in the journal Nature Communications Earth and Environment, I have a copy on my nightstand, indicates that dusty ice allows just enough sunlight for photosynthesis to occur as deep as 9 feet below the surface. They believe there might be microbial life on Mars. How exciting.
Do we have any legitimate theory that we're going to live on Mars someday?
It's going to be in a vacuum sealed.
I mean, I love the idea that scientists are looking at the last possible option. That room will be interior.
It will be very much interior.
It'll be interior on the interior because
so
it's going to be in a bubble.
There won't be any screened-in porches?
Definitely not.
Yeah. Or patios. Yeah.
And let's say there is microbial life there. Okay. Then what?
They're looking for a launching pad to build, like, self-sustaining crops and all that good stuff.
Microbial life is a lot different than flourishing life.
We also can't get there.
There's that, too. Can't get where? To
Mars? Correct.
It's a long trip.
What do you mean we can't get there? Didn't I hear the U.S. has plans to be there by like 2035 or something?
Well, yeah, we had plans to be there many times already.
It's a long voyage.
Did you ever want to get into NASA?
No.
Now, does NASA pick their astronauts from Navy flight?
You have to apply as a pilot, military pilot. You have to apply for the NASA program, and you don't even bother applying unless you have. Usually, you got to have an advanced degree. It's got to be some kind of aerospace engineering degree or science degree, and then you also have to be a test pilot. So you have almost always have to have gone through the Navy or Air Force test pilot school to be considered for an astronaut. If you haven't gone that track, the chances are you shouldn't even apply.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And when you go from a military pilot to NASA, what branch of the service are you in then?
You still are in your respective branch. So you'll see, and I mean, I'm talking too, this is kind of outdated now because this was back in the era of shuttle pilots.
Right.
But you would see on their chest, on their Velcro name patch, if it was a Navy guy, you could see their Navy gold wings. Or if it was an Air Force guy, you could see their silver wings.
Why does the Navy have gold and the Air Force has silver?
It's just how they did it. I don't know.
It's not saying
wings
one's
of gold.
Better.
Pensacola, wings of gold.
Not saying one's better than the other.
Nope.
Just different color.
Just a different color. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Sam?
I was just saying. Mm-hmm.
I think it had to do with the ranks. Like if you look at a Navy uniform, the ranks, like the ribbons on the sleeves and on the shoulder epaulets are gold. So I think it kind of keeps the motif going.
Now, the Marines have aviators as well.
They do. Wings of gold as well.
Oh, because they're
Marines and Navy pilots
associated with the Navy.
Wear the same exact wings. They go through the same flight school pipeline. The Marines are considered part of the Naval Service. The Marines will tell you that.
They're not.
No, they'll tell you that they're the
first in and you guys get to give them a ride.
Yeah, they'll tell you they're the men's department of the Navy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just telling you what they've told me.
And what does the Navy call the Air Force? Hey, we're late for break. Look at that.
We call it the Chair Force.
Mixtape. When we get back.
Much love to all my Air Force brothers and sisters out there.
Mixtape with Commander Jesse Reed when we return here on Dana and Parks. Leslie West, I believe, was his name.
Mountain.
I saw them open for Deep Purple in 1985.
The bump music has been superior today, Sam.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, the songs you picked for mixtape, not so superior.
Oh. Ouch.
I mean, I'm not allowed to badmouth the officials. It's in my contract.
Retaliate. What a bully.
There's been a healthy dose of ribbing on the show today.
Huh?
Yes.
I meant the officials as in the callers who judged the songs.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
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 Story here from the Daily Mail. Dogs could be undergoing a third wave of domestication driven by humans' desire for pets that are friendly, calm, and well-suited to a sedentary lifestyle. Just decades ago, canines were seen as working animals, tasked with hunting, herding, guarding homes, but today companionship is a much higher priority for pet owners. Scientists have found that this shift has increased levels of a hormone responsible for social bonding in dogs, especially in service dogs. A study concluded that the hormone, oxytocin, is what drives dogs to seek contact with their human owners. As humans domesticated wolves into the affectionate pets that we know today, canine sensitivity to oxytocin increased. The study was conducted by researchers in Sweden at a university I can't pronounce, investigated how dogs develop their unique ability to work together with humans, including their willingness to ask for help when faced with a difficult problem.
I wonder if that trend is developing in cats as well.
Why do you say that?
You know,
they haven't changed.
There's less work cats out there these days.
Yes.
My dog's insane, so I don't buy that study.
I didn't know you had a dog.
I do.
Why is this the first time I'm hearing about it?
I don't know.
Are you not proud of your dog?
Been almost a year.
Sam, you've never talked about your dog.
Well, she's there. She exists. My girlfriend adopted her, but she's my dog, too. But on paper, she's her dog. Maybe that's why I don't talk about her a whole lot. Her name
is
Barb.
She's a private dog, Scott. She's a private dog.
We can talk about her. She's wild.
Does she have a name?
Her name is Barb, short for Barbie. I'm a Barbie girl.
And what kind of dog is it?
We are not sure. She's a mutt. She's a rescue.
Oh, good.
She was...
good for you.
On the horizon, let's say. And we saved her.
Mm. By on the horizon, you found her outside?
No. She was scheduled for the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh. Good for you, Sam.
And we decided that she didn't deserve the Rainbow Bridge. And, yeah.
I'm very proud of you, buddy.
Thanks. Her name is Barb, and she's we think she's a pointer. But we're not sure.
Do you know how old she is?
2.
2 years old?
Almost 3.
I'm glad you clarified it was short for Barbie, because I was thinking Barb.
Barbara.
It was either that or Edna, right?
But we call her Barb. She doesn't listen to Barbie, but she listens to Barb.
Okay.
And half the time she doesn't listen.
Employees of 7 CVS pharmacies in Southern California went on strike, demanding better pay and health care. The latest sign of turmoil at the company whose CEO recently resigned amid store closures and a plummeting stock. Workers at 4 stores in L.A., 3 others in Orange County, walked off the job over the weekend, though the locations remained open as managers and non-union employees staffed the pharmacies.
It's a big issue. We've been talking about the pharmacist shortage for a while now, and we've seen Walgreens recently close 1,200 stores. I can't imagine CVS's are much more profitable than the Walgreens were, so I can only imagine that they're on the quick track to closing a bunch of stores. And insurance companies are promoting online prescription services.
I'm telling you this, man, and I don't give investment advice, but and this is purely anecdotal, but I almost bought Quick Trip stock today. I don't know if it's publicly traded or not.
It's not.
But I pulled into a Quick Trip not far from my house today. It was so packed that I just drove off and went to another Quick Trip. Like 2 miles down the road.
Which says something about the Quick Trip presence here in Kansas City.
Now, one of the great benefits they have of being an employee of that wonderful company, I don't know about the benefits or anything, is that you get private stock benefit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, we got to run. Make sure you check out this bonus hour coming up. We visit with a mentalist, motivational speaker, magician by the name of Devin Henderson. And he was just absolutely amazing. We got to run. Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate you coming by. Thanks for having me, brother. Thank you, sir. Our finest man in the United States, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. We will see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.